$284 billion has been allocated under the Paycheck Protection Program to fund small business loans. Shelley Brown, a lender relations specialist for the Small Business Administration, says the priority is to focus on businesses most impacted by the pandemic, especially those that have not received previous help from the Paycheck Protection Program.
Congress intended this round of PPP to increase access to the COVID relief funding for the hardest hit small businesses and those of the underserved segments, including women, minorities, and veterans. In response, the SBA is initially opening the PPP application to submissions from community financial institutions which serve the underserved communities.
Over 22,000 small business loans have already been approved in previous rounds of PPP funding in New Mexico, totaling approximately $2.2 billion. The program has been expanded to cover additional expenses such as operational and supplier costs, as well as property damage. Eligibility requirements have also changed to include housing cooperatives, destination marketing organizations, select 501c6 organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, and eligible news entities. Another change is an increased focus on small lenders in this round of PPP. According to New Mexico District Director of the U.S. Small Business Administration, John Garcia.
These lenders, these were the smallest of the small lenders. And what the SBA did and Treasury is give them a shot at the $284 billion available first, because many of them are located in rural areas, economic depressed areas, and it allows the mom and pop shops, the smaller businesses that maybe not might not go after a larger loan, but it allows them the opportunity to get first in line on that. That's why this is a game changer.
Borrowers who have already benefited from a previous loan are still eligible to apply for a second draw PPP loan, permitted the business has 300 employees or less and can show a 25% reduction in gross receipts. SBA Lender Relations Specialist Shelley Brown outlined the maximum loan amount small businesses can expect.
For most borrowers, the maximum loan amount of the second draw is 2.5 average monthly 29 or 2020 payroll costs up to $2 million. And then borrowers in the accommodations and food services, the maximum loan amount for the second draw PPP is 3.5, the average monthly amount.
She also highlighted how businesses can qualify for loan forgiveness.
The magic number on all these loans, first draw and second draw, is 60% used for payroll. So as long as you show that you've used 60% for payroll or more, and then 40% or less for qualified expenses, when you apply for forgiveness, you have that information, your loan could be forgiven at 100%. So that's the magic number, 60%.
Small businesses looking to apply for PPP funding can take advantage of the SBA's Lender Match Program on their website to find eligible lenders in their area. PPP applications must be submitted by March 31st, 2021. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.